is Neil Monins, and we're here at Hospice de Rhone with Augie Hug of Hug Cellars, and also Randall Dennis is co-hosting with me, doing a little interview and question and answer. Today is Friday, May 12th.
First and best question is always, probably introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about how you came into the wine business and what on God's earth made you decide to be a winemaker.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me, and to answer your questions, I started off back in the late 80s as a restaurateur in Northern California. I had a steakhouse called Salamina Steakhouse, which is just north of Napa Valley up on Cobb Mountain, and got thrust into the wine industry through the restaurant business, and definitely honed my love of wine through the restaurant business. Fast forward a few years later, we bought a retail wine shop in Harmony, California, and we focused on wines just from the Central Coast. We call it the Central Coast Wine Room. Through that experience, we learned about some of the obscure varieties from the Rhone Valley, varieties like Viognier and Roussanne and Grenache and Syrah. And before too long, we were known to be the place to go to find these obscure Rhone varieties from obscure winemakers from the area. Small winemakers such as John Alban and, at the time, Bob Lindquist, Steve Edmonds, those types of winemakers. Through my association with the wine shop, was given the opportunity to learn how to make wine and to make wine at Alban Vineyard. And we started that venture in 1994 with 87 cases.
And when you're saying we, who's we?
Raquel and I, my wife.
Okay.
Yes. And she's a very, very big part of Hug Cellars.
All right.
What we are today.
We'll make sure we give her props.
Yes. So we started off again in 1994 with 87 cases and made our wines at Alban Vineyards for 9 years. And this will be our fourth year. We moved up to Paso Robles into our own facility. And now this last year, up to 1,250 cases, and will eventually top out in the next few years with about 2,500 cases.
And that's where you feel your sweet spot is? You think you'll stay there?
It is. We are somewhat unique in the experience that we do not have any vineyards of our own, but we have contracted long-term contracts with some growers to plant and grow the vineyards for us based on our recommendations as far as cultural practices. So we have 2.5 acres in Cambria at the Bassetti Vineyard. We planted 2 years ago 2.25 acres. Terry Hogue and Jennifer Hogue planted that for us, which is here in Paso Robles.
What are you growing? Which varietal are you growing in Cambria?
Syrah.
Okay.
Yes. And Syrah also here in Paso at the Hogue Vineyard. This year we're planting 4 acres of Pinot Noir at Rancho Anaveros, which is in the Santa Maria Valley. We're planting 1 acre of Roussanne at Rancho Anaveros, and the next year we're planting 4 acres of Syrah. And once all those vineyards come online, that'll be our sole sources of fruit.
That explains why I like your Syrah so much, the Cambria one. I prefer cooler climate Syrahs. To me, they tend to be very peppery, which I like personally. So.
And I agree with you. We tend to gravitate towards the very, very cool climate areas, the maritime influenced areas in our neck of the woods, and we like those wines made from a very, very cool climate. Not only do they have lots of high tone and spices to it, but the acidity levels make them great with foods.
So which of the varietals you're planting right now?
Well, primarily we work with just Syrah and Pinot Noir, although we are planting 1 acre of Roussanne. We have made Roussanne in the past, and we think it's a lovely white variety. I am experimenting a little bit. Last year we made a little bit of Zinfandel, and this year we're making a little bit of Lagrange, but those wines are just some fun wines that we're making basically for our wine club members, tasting room, that sort of thing. Just
what's Lagrange?
Lagrange is a grape variety that comes from the Alto Adige region, which is the border of Italy and Austria, and it produces a really intense red wine. I like it. It's very similar to me to Syrah, somewhat more like a Petit Syrah, but a little more complex. So in between a Petit Syrah and a Syrah, has some really smoky and spicy qualities to it. So we're...
Do winemakers make it on its own, or is it used as a blending grape?
Winemakers in Italy make it on their own. There's only a little bit grown here in California, and which one of the places grown is the French Camp Vineyard here outside of Paso Robles. And so we're going to experiment with that vineyard for the next year or two, and if we like what we do there, then possibly one of our plannings we'll do in the future will be a small amount of LaGrange as well.
And Augie, why the choice of not having your own vineyards?
Because of the fact that I still have my day job. If I was a farmer, I would have to be there tending the grapes all the time. And that's, at this point, it's not going to be an option. Our long-term plans are within 10 years to buy our own property and to plant our own vineyards, as well as our contracted vineyards as well. But that's still about 10 years down the road.
When you say that your wife's a big part of HUG, what's her roles? What is she doing?
Well, I definitely could not do it without her because I'm on the road quite a bit. She takes care of all the logistics. She helps me out with, obviously, all the ordering because we handle a lot of our own sales as well. It really is a two-person operation, herself and myself. But she helps me out logistically with the orders, the invoicing, just the day-to-day logistics that I can't be here for, that she can run the traps for me physically mm-hmm. here in town. We sell directly on the web, but we also do a lot of our wholesale accounts are direct as well. We do have a broker for Southern California. We have distributors in Illinois and New Jersey. But for the rest of California, we do our own sales. And we have an extensive mailing list and are just now finished developing our wine club as well.
Uh-huh. What is the web address if somebody wants to go and find you and join?
www.hugsellers.com. That's HUGsellers.com.
And are you thinking about making your official slogan, everybody needs a good hug?
That's one of them. You know, hug is such a fun name, and people ask me how I came up with that name, and I obviously was born with it. But I think our official slogan is give your tongue a hug. But again, there's so many variations we could do with that. Yes.
Now, having had a steak restaurant, is your favorite pairing still a raw steak and a glass of Syrah?
While steak is wonderful, I actually tend more towards wild game and lamb. Wild game is venison, elk, moose, antelope, lamb, and steak, and following just behind. Roasted duck breast is another great accompaniment to Syrah as well. So very, very much when we pair wines, we'll try to go with the wild games and lamb.
What's your personal favorite? Your favorite pairing with Roussanne?
With Roussanne would be oyster. Would be excuse me, scallops.
Scallops.
Yes.
Your winemaking styles for HUG. Can you talk about that?
Well, you can't see on radio, but I'm a very big guy, and I tend to make very big wines. But I also strive to make very complex wines. I want them to be push the limits of being over the top without being over the top. And I'm talking about Syrah at this particular time. Those we want them to be again right pushing that envelope, but not going over the top. Pinot Noir, on the other hand, we try to make very delicate and complex Pinot Noirs. I don't want to be accused of producing Pinot Noirs that taste like they come from a Syrah producer. So we make two different, completely different styles of wines. Make more, and I hate to even use the term, but more of a Burgundian style of Pinot Noir. And our Syrahs are very big and bold and complex.
Do you feel that Hospice de Rhone has helped create awareness for the Rhone varietals?
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. You know, thank goodness for John Alvin and Matt Gerritsen. I can remember this thing not too long ago when it was Raisin Rhones, and before that the Viognier Guild, when there was just a couple of people involved, and this thing has bloomed and blossomed and burgeoned into what it is today. And every year it gets bigger and better, and every year there's more people being turned on to Rhone varieties. So now it's a very, very popular, at least in Syrah in itself, is a very popular variety. And very much in due to Hospice de Rhone. And again, John Alvin and Matt Gerritsen and the rest of the people involved, Vicky Carroll, and all the wine producers that have been playing with these varieties, too.
I admit myself on... I think whites in particular, I truly felt that it was, you know, Chardonnay or Pinot Grigio, whereas if you wanted a white, and coming to Hospice de Rhone myself, learning about, in particular, Viogniers and Roussans, how incredibly floral, flavorful, fun, delicious they were.
Viognier and Roussan and Marsan as well have such a wide gamut of flavor profiles and aromatics to them. They just open up quite a door in the realm of the aromatics. You know, they make great food wines because they are so fruity on the nose and fruity on the palate. not only have our Rhone varieties open up a lot of people's minds to Rhone varieties, but they've also opened up their minds to other grape varieties as well. You know, people are now looking again back towards Rieslings. They're discovering grape varieties like Garnesse and Albarino. Now there's something else out there besides Chardonnay, so that it's opened up a whole new wine world to these people.
Most of your wines are single varietal. So are you looking to do more blending?
For me, no. And I don't say that as a hard no, but I don't have any plans in the near future to do any blends. Obviously, I wouldn't mind doing a Syrah Grenache Mourvèdre blend, but I'm trying to stay focused on just a couple different varieties. I don't want to get too scattered. I love drinking those wines. Chris Cherry from Via Creek makes some excellent blends from this area. Matt Trevesen from Lenny Cololo is another one. They're beautiful wines, and they're blended wines from different varieties.
Okay. How do you even want to be remembered as a winemaker?
Someone who makes great wines from some of the great vineyard sources in here in the Central Coast. There's so many unique spots to this area that can produce some world-class wines, and all I want to do is be able to take those grapes from those unique sites and make the best wines I can from them. A steward of the land, to some extent.
Once they're grown the way that you want, I'm assuming that you direct the individual growers to drop fruit, to not get the yield you want. How much manipulation are you doing, and on a broader scale, how do you feel about manipulation, adding things to the wine, de-alking, some of those process?
You know, I think the wines really are made in the vineyard, and if you do your work correctly, you shouldn't have to do any manipulation at all in the winery. My winemaking style is very non-interventionist. We do all native yeast, no additions, unless there is a problem that we have no control over right at harvest time. We don't have to make any additions at all. But we do a lot of diligent work in the vineyard throughout the year to get those grapes perfectly balanced before they get to us at the winery.
There were two things that happened to Central Coast. One, food and wine in the October issue. I think Parker said that Central Coast will rule California wine. That must have been a big jump in sales and notoriety for down here, and also the sideways effect from the movie. How has that impacted you personally?
Well, me personally, you're right. The sales have grown considerably based on those two centers. But I'll have to, again, take my hats off to the growers and the producers in our area that have helped foster that growth as well. We didn't get the notoriety without a lot of hard work prior to that. You know, you have lots of young winemakers as well as some older ones. Some of the older ones like Bob Lindquist and Gary Everly from the area, and you have a lot of young ones like Justin Smith and Matt Trevesen. That, you know, no one's resting on their laurels, and everyone is still striving to produce the best wines possible every year. So I think we're just in the infancy of for our area right now, becoming world-class and producing world-class wines.
What are you personally pouring here at the festival over the next 2 days?
For our library wine, it's not really one of our older wines, but we are pouring our 2002 Bassetti Vineyard Syrah, and for the grand tasting, we're pouring our 2003 Rhina Blanc Syrah, which is the Rhina Blanc is this portion of the Bassetti Vineyard we get our fruit from. And we've done, back in 2003, we did some experimentations with some cultural practices in the vineyard to part of the block, and we vinified that wine separately, and we bottled it separately. So we're pouring that wine. It's a little bit of an experiment. We only made 46 cases of that wine.
What was the difference? What was the experiment
that
you
did? We greatly reduced the yields by reducing the amount of spurs and shoots on the vines themselves. So we're down to 8 spurs per vine and 2 shoots per spur, which would give us yields of about 1.5 tons per acre comparatively for that type.
The thought being that the remaining fruit will get that much more flavor, nutrients.
More intense grapes, but also the Bassetti Vineyard is only about 3.5-4 miles from the ocean. And one of the challenges from that vineyard is that it's really hard to reach full maturity before we get heavy rains. And we usually don't pick that vineyard until the first or second week of November if things are perfect. So we're trying to, one, increase the intensity of the grapes, and two, is move up the growing window within a couple weeks. You can pick more towards the end of October. We get a lot of mildew pressure in that vineyard because we're so close to the ocean. And by opening up that canopy and opening up the where the clusters grow, it gets a lot more wind travel through the vines, so we can reduce the mildew pressure. So besides that wine, we're also pouring our 2004 Bassetti Vineyard Syrah and our 2004 Central Coast Syrah.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Augie.
Thank you very much for having me, and have a good time the rest of hospice here.
Thank you.